This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Hajj, the journey of a lifetime. And we're going to be talking about the blessings of Hajj and the blessings and the reward on the days of Hajj and also the reward for Muzdalifah, Mina, Arafat, so forth, inshallah azza wa jal. So I hope you've been following me in the episodes before this, inshallah azza wa jal. You've watched all the episodes. If you haven't, don't worry. You can still download them from our Facebook page or watch them on YouTube. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Today is the 9th episode. And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, just one more episode left after this. And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll come to a conclusion. So today, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about the reward for the deeds during the days of Hajj. Now, there is a lot of reward that a person has when he does Hajj walking. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's beautiful quote Amir Ahl Sunnat has mentioned in his book Rafiqul Haramain. If you are going for Hajj, you made that intention, or you are going for Umrah, then please make sure that you take this book with you, Rafiqul Haramain or Rafiqul Mu'tamirin if you're going for Umrah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will not only guide you, but it will also be a beautiful partner for yourself as well. So Inshallah Azza wa Jal, main thing is that we do our ibadat properly. You don't want to be doing anything and then making mistakes and your ibadat not being fully done properly or correct. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if you can watch this program till the end, you're going to learn about the barakat and the reward for the Hajj as well. Hazrat Sayyiduna Zazan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he became very ill. And he got his sons together and he said to them that I have heard from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the one who walks from Makkah for Hajj, Allah azza wa jal will give that person 700 good deeds for every step that he takes until he comes back. And every deed is equivalent to the deed that is done in the haram as well. And they said that, it was asked that what is the deed for haram? How much is the deed? And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that the deed of haram is one deed is equivalent to 100,000. Ek lakh nekiyon ke barabar hai. So if you do get the opportunity, try to walk as much as you can whenever you go for Hajj as well. I know nowadays, Hajj is in the summertime. It's a very, very hot day. And, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you think of it, the people before us, people used to walk for Hajj. People used to walk for months and weeks until they would reach to the Holy Lands. Nowadays, we sit in our plane, comfortable seats, we go to sleep, we wake up, it's Jeddah. We get up from Jeddah Sharif and we go in a bus, air-conditioned bus. We go to Makkah, into our hotels, air-conditioned. We go into the masjid, air-conditioned. Everything is so easy for us. But we still lack to walk. So many people, they're still lacking. They can't even walk. So for that, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you ever have the opportunity to go for Hajj, then I would request you, and Amir al-Sunnah mentions that as well, that we should try to walk before we even go there, rather than going there and getting there and thinking to yourself, what am I going to do? I have to walk this much. Make that habit at home. Try to walk barefooted at home. Even try to walk barefooted you know, on tiles or on solid ground, because that's what it is. If you walk barefooted at home and you've got a carpet, it's nowhere compared to when you're walking on tiles. It's a different kind of environment there. So please try to do this. And if you get the opportunity, try to walk as much, because for every step that you will take, Allah Ta'ala will reward you with 700 good deeds. 700 nekiyan. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he performed hajj 1000 times, 1000 martaba, and every time he would go walking. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we also find that our forefather, our father Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, used to walk for hajj as well. Now during hajj, you do umrah as well. Now what is the reward for umrah? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, from one umrah to the other umrah, it's expiation for your sins. Now alhamdulillah azza wa jal, another very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he is a reporter, and he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, ke Allah ki raham ka ghazi, haji aur umrah karne wala Allah ke mehman hai. That they are all the guests of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jab Allah Ta'ala unhe bulata hai, to wo labbaik kehte hain, aur jab wo usse kuch mangte hain, to Allah Ta'ala unhe ata farmata hai. They are the guests of Allah. Whenever they want something, Allah Azza wa Jal will gift them, will reward them with that as well. Now what is the reward for doing Umrah in Ramadan al-Mubarak? I'll just mention a few blessed hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who does Umrah in Ramadan al-Mubarak, it is like he has done Hajj, or he has done Hajj with me. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, such a reward in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala take us all in the month of Ramadan to perform Umrah, and may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our ibadat. And subhanallah, another riwayat, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who makes the intention to go for Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal will guide that person, will help that person. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will guide and help the person who will do Hajj or Umrah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Taliq radiallahu ta'ala anhu farmate, Maine Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam ki khidmat mein arz kiya, which actions should we do that is equivalent to doing Hajj with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, to do Umrah in the month of Ramadan. Who wants to do Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Everyone, alhamdulillah. So the reward is that if someone does Umrah in the month of Ramadan, it is as if he has done Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I briefly mentioned the other day as well, that someone who leaves for Hajj and he passes away, what the reward will be. Allah Azza wa Jal has given that person such a high reward. Now Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who leaves his home for Hajj or for Umrah and he dies on the way, Allah Azza wa Jal will not ask any questions. There will be no accountability. Aur usse kaha jayega ke ja jannat mein dakhil ho ja. Go enter the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Such a reward for someone. Which other place in the world can you mention to me? Which other place can you say that if you go to so and so country, if you go to so and so holiday and you die on the way, you become a martyr, or there will be no hisab, you know, you're going to go straight to paradise? Nowhere. Koi nahi hai. This is Hajj and Umrah. To Pyare Islam bhaiyo, apna zehn banaye. Make your mind. Yeah, if you want to go on holiday, go to Hajj, go to Umrah. Umrah Hajj kare. Take your family with you, you can afford that. Now, when you spend in the times of Hajj, when you are in Mina, in Arafat, in Makkatul Mukarramah, in Muzdalifa, yeah, whatever money you spend, jitna bhi maal kharch karenge, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, how much will Allah reward you? Hazrat Sayyidina Buraida radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who spends during the days of Hajj is like someone who spends when he is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Uska sawab kya hai? 700 guna zyada milta hai sawab. 700 times more reward when a person is traveling for Hajj. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, Hajis should be, mashallah Azza wa Jal, you know, should be bring a smile to your face. And all that money that you spend, you know, helping your Rafiqs, helping your friends, feeding the poor, feeding your Rafiqs, those people who traveled with you, and even feeding your own self, you get 700 times more reward when you are in during the Hajj time, and especially when you are in the Haram as well. And, you know, and then, if Allah Ta'ala wills, He can increase that many folds. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Rayda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Hajj ke duran kharch karne ka sawab rai khuda azza wa jal mein kharch karne ki tarah hai. Yani spending during the time of Hajj is like spending in the way of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you will be rewarded according to the amount of money you spend, and you will be rewarded according to how much effort you made. You know, so banda jab thak jata hai na, so mashallah azza wa jal, haji, so many you see, mashallah, you know, in their late 70s, 80s, even 90s as well. And you know, they do in Umrah, even our young lads as well. You know, the heart is so happy when you see these guys, mashallah, they're on Umrah, alhamdulillah, they're going for Hajj. And sometimes they're tired, you know, they can't walk, you know, they've got blisters. And you know, the jazba that you see there is amazing. You know, we had, mashallah, azza wa jal, so many youngsters. We were in a group, and two or three Islamic brothers, they were there constantly, mashallah, not missing any tawaf. They would do about 5-6 tawafs every single day. And then at the last day, when we were about to move to Madinah Park, they had blisters on their feet. They were bleeding from their feet. They had massive blisters, but they were not bothered. Why? Because the blisters will go away one day. That pain will go away one day, but the reward and the maza will stay with you all your life. Subhanallah. Very, very good to see people like that, mashallah. Sometimes people say, oh ho, 6,000 pound lagi gaya, 10,000 pound lagi gaya, whatever. So kya hoga? Allah will give you that money back, inshallah, azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hajj aur Umrah karne wala Allah ke mehman hain. They are the guests of Allah Azza wa Jal, the ones who do Hajj and Umrah. Aur agar kuch suwal kare, to unhe ata kiya jata hai. Whenever they ask anything from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala gives to them. Aur agar dua kare, kubool ki jayegi. Whenever they make a dua, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept that dua. Aur ek dirham kharch kare, to unhe uska badla ek dirham ke 10 lakh ki surat mein diya jata hai. Subhanallah. Hazrat Shu'aib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from his father. He says that I heard the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hajj aur Umrah karne wale Allah ke mehman hain. Agar suwal karein, unhe ata kiya jayega. The ones who do Hajj and Umrah are the guests of Allah. Whenever they ask from Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be given. Aur agar dua karein, to kubool ki jayegi. Whenever they make a dua, it will be accepted. Whenever they spend something, Allah will reward them. Subhanallah. What is the reward for talbiyah? Hum padhte hain na, labbaik Allah. Let's all read it together. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Those who have been on Hajj, repeat it together. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Subhanallah, it reminds you of that time when you're walking through the tunnels and you are echoing these beautiful words. When you are walking through the streets of Mina and Muzdalifah, alhamdulillah, and these words are echoing everywhere. You get into your tents, these words are echoing. You go to the jamarats, these words will be echoing. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jab koi shakhs talbiyah padhta hai, to uske daayin baayin dono taraf zameen ki intiha tak mojood darakht aur patthar aur matti uske saath talbiyah padhte hain. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo muhrim, yani the one who was ihram, remember muhrim, ihram, you know, when you are in the halat of ihram, jab koi muhrim din ki ibtida se ghuroob-e-aftaq tab talbiya padhta hai, That when a muhrim, from the rise of the sun, from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, suraj ghurub hote waqt, uske gunah ko saath le jata hai. When the sun will set, it will take his sins with him. Aur wo shakhs gunahon se aisa paak ho jata hai, jaisa us din tha, jis din uski maa ne use jana tha. Yani he will be pure and free from sins the day he was born from his mother's womb. Subhanallah. When someone, he does the tawaf, what is the reward? Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Baitullah ke gird tawaf karna namaz hi hai, lekin tum usme kalam kar sakte ho. Lehaza jo tawaf ke duran guftagu karna chahe, to wo achhi baat hi kahe. So just like a person when he's offering his salah, that is a very afzal ibadat. In the same way, doing tawaf is ibadat as well. But in this ibadat, you can also talk. So always talk about good things. And subhanallah, I can remember this young lad, mashallah, I think it was from America. And I saw this young lad doing tawaf in front of me. And you know, you try to make this halat, kaifiyat banda banata hai na, when you're doing the tawaf, because you're going around, you know, this beautiful building, such a great building. And this young lad that I saw, he was doing the tawaf. And he was constantly crying. Bar bar wo ro raha hai. And every time he was making dua, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, I didn't do it purposely. Ya Allah. You know, it's like street language. But subhanallah, that guy made me cry as well. And that's what you call true ibadat. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, jisne 50 martaba baitullah ka tawaf kiya, wo apne gunahon se aisa paak hoga, jaisa us din tha jab uski maa ne use jana tha. Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, why is it that I only see you, that you kiss the Hajar-e-Aswad and Rukn-e-Yamani? And he says, maine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko farmate hue suna, in dono ruknu ka istilam karna gunahon ko mita deta hai. Kissing Hajar-e-Aswad and Rukn-e-Yamani will inshallah azza wa jalla forgive your sins, will destroy all your sins. Now Rukn-e-Yamani, Amir al-Sunnah writes in Rafiqul Haramain as well, that Rukn-e-Yamani, if you get the opportunity, you should kiss the corner of Rukn-e-Yamani. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard about the blessings of these beautiful days. We've heard about, mashallah, the blessings of doing Hajj, walking towards Hajj, the blessings of offering your salah, doing the tawaf around the Kaaba. May Allah Ta'ala take us all there. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the opportunity to perform Hajj and Umrah again and again in our lives. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. If you still have not watched the previous episodes, please make sure you watch them. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our next episode will be about the beautiful city of Medina. So until next time, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
This Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid.